I think that a lot of people do know some Aboriginal people that just don't realise it.
You look at my mum, she's English. You look at my dad, he's Aboriginal. And look at me, I'm a bit in between. I haven't got the flat nose anymore. I sometimes wish I did.
You know, just because I'm Aboriginal doesn't mean I have a flag tattooed to my forehead.
Like, most of them call me Auntie Lynn, and I'm happy to be their auntie, even though that I'm not.
Because I am Aboriginal because of my DNA, not because of my lingo.
Meet the Mob, a podcast from 1233 ABC Newcastle with Jill Emberson. Subscribe at abc.net.au/Newcastle.
So I've come out to Wagganara, Aboriginal Women's Refuge, to meet Delise Manton for Meet the Mob. What a striking place. It's like an art corridor here, Delise.
Yes, the big artwork here, when you come through our door, is done by a 14-year-old girl. And she was having problems, suicidal problems and everything. We got her out here to work with her and to do all of this. And she's doing marvellous. We supported her in all of her behaviour problems. And
how's she going now?
Oh, she's going fantastic now. Yeah, she's going really, she's going deadly. She went back to school and done all of her year 12. We love her.
So this refuge that you've got here, can we have a little look around? Yeah, it's ages since I've been out to a refuge. Okay. Is a big eating area, it looks like.
Yeah, this is our eating area here.
Oh, my God, look how many fridges you got. One, two, three, five. Four.
They got their own fridges, their own food cupboard, and we've got two stoves over there, that they little kitchen part. I don't think our playroom's open, but...
You got a playroom out here as well? So you've got about one, two, three, four, five tables, some children's high chairs, of course, in a refuge.
Yes. This is their lounge. They've got their own TV. They've got everything. Air conditioning, heater and whatever. We've got five bedrooms. Each bedroom has got their own toilet and their own shower. And then we've got a community bathroom.
How many women and their children might be here at any one time?
Well, we cater for 20 women. We have five families and most of them with their children. Some of them will have four children, some will have five. So if you've got five rooms and you've got five women and some of them women have got three kids or four kids or one child, that's a lot of people that we have in here.
Do you get calls in the middle of the night, Delise?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. If it's for the police phoning us if we've got a spare room. If it's one of the mums really scared and she just needs someone to talk to, our on-call worker will come in and sit with her and talk to her. It's no matter what time that they phone, our worker will come in and see if she's okay and if her children are okay.
Do you feel that you've saved some lives in your time here?
We have. We saved a hell of a lot of lives. You know, like even young boys here that will come in, because we take boys up to 14, 15, you know, a couple of their boys are suicidal. And it's terrible, even the girls, they cut their arms and things like that. Some of the, you know, the things that we've been through, we call people in all hours of the morning, the things that we've done for our women and kids. It's our passion. We just want them to be better. We just want them to be healthy. We just want them to be happy.
And safe. Things.
And safe.
Can we just go and have a look outside and see what you've got in this big refuge here? Even a public phone, and I guess that, you know, all those sort of minimum things are pretty essential in trying to protect women. And as we come outside, a bit of a playground.
Everything's all underneath. You know, if it rains and they want to stay out here, everything's all underneath. The kids got the play room. We have to put more swings up there because it's been there for quite a while. We've got the great big shed there that we stick all their toys and, you know, their bikes and everything all away, and clotheslines, five of them. So they got everything. But I'll show you their playroom because you'll love their playroom.
Let's go in and have a look.
Yeah.
Meet the Mob on 1233 ABC Newcastle and online. I'm with Delise Manton. How many staff have you got here, Delise?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Leanne, you got Fiona, and you got Anissa.
Hello.
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
As you see, they have the radio, they put their CDs to play. They got their own TV, they got the Wii in the inbox, they got everything. Got their piano.
So it's really got a feeling here, Delise, of being like a little kindy.
Yes.
A little miniature oven and kitchen over there, all kids love that. don't they, with tractors and stuff and books, like a
and
little mini library.
When they're looking for a home, houses or anything on their computer and they want to use the computer, they come in to use the computer. And kids come in to do their homework. If they have to find anything on the web or internet, they got it there.
How long has this centre been here, Delise?
This is a brand new one and we've been here since 1996.
All with funding from the New South Wales government?
Yeah.
So, Delise, what got you into this world?
Well, I worked at the Ontario Aboriginal and Torres Strait Service for 9.5 years. I needed a bit of a break from taking children away from their mums. We were a part of the Department of Community Services. So I needed that to get out of there. So I applied for the job here. Got the position here as a child support worker, and then I applied for the position as a manager, and I got the manager's job. I've been a manager now for the last 20-something years now.
I can tell that you love your work, and that must make a difference.
I love my work. I love helping out. I love doing things for my people and my non-people, even my staff. I've got staff now that are so passionate of fulfilling the women and children's needs. We're just passionate what we do.
Where are you from originally?
I come from Karooa.
From the mission?
Yeah, from Karooa Mission. Brought up at Karooa when I was little.
Did you go to school there?
Yeah, I went to school there and I left there when I was, I think I was only in second class. Then I went back to live with my mum. She was at Waratah West. She used to clean the Waratah West school. I went to that school then. I went to Wickham Girls Junior High. And immediately after that, I think I was about 16, when I used to work at Anderson's Export Meats. And then I met a boy older than myself and a lot older. And I think I was 16, he was 27. I had a child. She's about 46 now, so yeah.
You must have been young.
I was 16. I was 16 when I had her. I had Donna. I had four children. I had two boys and two girls.
Did that change your life, becoming a mum so young?
Yes, it did.
In a good way?
I got married and I was married at, 16. And,
Would you do it differently if you had your time again?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I would go cruising over in the Greek islands. I would do everything different now, yeah. But, you know, to see my young children and see my great-grandchildren and grandchildren, I just love them. I'm nothing without them, I always say, you know.
And are they all here in the Hunter?
Yes, they are. Except I got one up at Tinga, but they all are in the Hunter, yeah.
Are you a Hunter woman?
Yeah, I'm a Hunter woman.
If you ever get any spare time, what do you do with it?
Well, I do a lot of fishing.
Where?
Up at Karooa, you know, around there. I love beach fishing. I'm a fisher girl. I think it's the most relaxing time is when I got that line in that water and you're just sitting there just thinking. Mm.
What do you catch?
Bream. But my favourite fish is mullet. I love the mullet. All of us blackfellas up at Karooa love mullet. That's our favourite fish.
How do you eat it?
Sometimes we grill it. I like making fish soup out of it. But nice, just cut it down the back, throw it underneath the coals. It's beautiful.
You're making me hungry. Delise Manton on Meet the Mob with me, Jill Emberson on 1233 ABC Newcastle. So do you get up to Karooa very often?
All the time. My brother's still up there. All my family still up that way. And he does oystering. He's got all these big oysters up there. And his house is right on where he has his oyster shed, and it's overlooking all Karooa River. Mm.
I better get along there soon.
Oh, you better. Just go up there and ask for Richard Farley. And he's great. Yeah, he'll give you a feed of oysters.
It's funny, Delise, you know, when many of us who didn't grow up on a mission hear the word Aboriginal mission, we sort of get a tingle down our spine. But a number of people I've met, actually, as you have today, had really fond memories. What is that?
It.
Why?
Oh, look, the good part of it is, like, everyone shared. Everyone shared everything. Like, we used to go on a Saturday, we used to go down to the dam because that's where we used to all wash and had the coppers all boiling up, and they used to wash them when someone finished washing, they used to go and help them and that. And we used to get food and all there, and us kids used to swim in the dam because we weren't allowed to swim up the top of the dam because the Bunyip lived there.
Well,
the Bunyip, and we're not allowed to swim up there. So we used to swim down here. It's only because the salt water and the fresh water hit together and it drawed you down, and there was a couple of young kids in the days that, in my time, you know, in the 30s and, you know, 40s, that got drowned up there because of the strength of the water, you know, the fresh and the salt water when it used to drag down. Yeah.
The Bunyip.
Yeah, the Bunyip, yeah. Kids, we used to, you never used to see us out after dusk. We used to, soon ever it come dusk outside, we used to go home because we were frightened of little hairy men. Because if we didn't come home, the little hairy men would take us. So we were scared. So we used to, you know, like, it's a good way of controlling your kids. we found that out years ago, you know, years and years. But
when you pressured your parents to show you that little hairy man.
Yeah. But, no, it was really good. Everyone just helped each other. Everyone, it was just a great big family. I just loved it up there.
Denise, well, you are clearly a Newcastle woman now, deeply involved in the refuge that you run here and the refuge movement, it seems, so that would keep you incredibly busy. But I cannot help but comment, what a stylish look you cut in your beautiful yellow and black. And I cannot help but notice the blue nails. Is fashion pretty important to you?
No, I just like to be dressed up when I go anywhere. I just like to have everything all mix and match. I think they all know me by that day. Everything has to be mix and match at me. Everything, even my hair or whatever I do, my earrings, whatever I wear, everything's mix and match.
Fabulous colours of yellow today.
Thank you.
With blue nails.
Oh, yeah, no, purple, purple.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Yes, I look closer in the light.
They get done tomorrow or even late this afternoon because they'll be black with silver to go with me ball dress.
Sorry, ball dress? Yeah. Are you off to somewhere special?
Oh, yeah, well, can you? They got their NAIDOC ball.
Sorry, Will Kanya's NAIDOC ball, but NAIDOC's come and gone.
Oh, no, not with Will Kanya. It's still coming.
And why do you go all the way to Will Kanya?
Because I was spent 2 years out there doing policies and programs and working with the community out there. I just loved it. There's nothing out there. And we take a hell of a lot of clothes. Could be kitchenware. It could be irons. It could be anything we possibly can out there to the women and children. This time we're going out there because we've got all decorations and that for the hall, and we've got all ball dresses for the women out there.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm bloody so if I'm serious. Oh, we do this all the time. We love it. They love us helping them out.
So the women from this refuge almost go in a cavalcade loaded up with ball gowns and decorations.
Yep.
And you go and do NAIDOC with the girls in...
In Wilcannia.
Wilcannia.
Yeah, we do. We certainly do. We help them with the hall and that. We help to cook the big kangaroo stew and emu, and we do everything. Yeah, we just love it.
Well, I hope you have a fantastic time.
We're hoping so. I know so.
Have a safe trip.
Thank you kindly, love.
You've been listening to a 1233 ABC Newcastle podcast. For more, visit our website at abc.net.au/Newcastle.